Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great city.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, lawmakers will be back in Lansing next week, which means the lame duck session will be in full swing. How much do you think they'll get done by the end of 2014?
Well, that's anybody's guess, but the big question, of course, is Rose. The Senate passed a bill which would use a complicated formula to sort of raise the gas tax gradually, and then this week, outgoing House Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger, threw sort of a spanner into the works with his own sort of complex plan that would be based on reducing the sales tax and would affect education as well as roads. And the key question is, can they get this smoothed out, and can both houses pass a bill that will raise enough money for the roads? My own personal concern is that they will do something to raise some money, but not nearly enough money, and the roads will continue to decay, and people, voters, will say, well, I thought we fixed the roads. The MDOT thinks that we need more than $2 billion a year. The governor wants at least $1.2 billion a year, and it remains to be seen how much money they'll come up with.
Now, there's been a lot of focus nationally on what happened in Ferguson, Missouri this week. Do you see any repercussions here in Michigan, Jack?
Well, there's a lot of sort of outraged people and nationwide. There certainly have been demonstrations in Detroit and Lansing and some other places. They've all been peaceful. Michigan, of course, has had its own share of racial trauma and questions about police behavior as far as minorities are concerned. There was the largest race riot at that time in the nation in 1967, but there haven't been any incidents here in some time. The last major one probably was the Malice Green killing of a black man by a couple of policemen in 1992. And so far, and we'll all keep our fingers crossed, everything has been peaceful here.
And a lot of those race riots did happen in Detroit. So let's talk about Detroit. Detroit and the state of Michigan are putting together a fund to help some pensioners affected by cuts from Detroit's bankruptcy. What do you think these 4.5% cuts mean for a lot of Detroit retirees?
Well, obviously, it means they'll have less money, not to be too simplistic. But the real question, this is the grand bargain. This has already been put together and essentially signed, sealed, and signed off on. But it's not only the 4.5% cut, it's the fact that these pensions are no longer indexed for inflation. And we've been blessed in recent years with relatively low inflation, but if you return to even 4 or 5% inflation, it means the value of these pensions would erode very, very quickly. And even at the present rate of 2% or even less inflation, that means you have 2% less money every year. Now, of course, we should note police and fire got a much better deal, but their pensions, which sort of moved along automatically, are now capped at sort of a 1% increase. So for all these retirees, especially the general retirees, every year they'll have less money to live on.
And finally, Governor Snyder returns from his trade mission to China today. What did he accomplish on this trip?
Well, it's all about not only what you accomplish, but building relationships. I'm going to talk more about that at 1:30 today. There was an announcement of a deal whereby a company is going to create a new facility in the Detroit blue-collar suburb of Madison Heights. It'll add 176 jobs, but experts on China talk about Guangxi, which basically is relationships, and most people who know about it give the governor sort of high marks for building long-term ties with what is, after all, the second biggest economy and probably the by far the largest growing, fastest growing economy in the world.
All right, Jack, thanks and have a great holiday weekend.
You too.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.